Hello and welcome. Scare Track. Scare Track Podcast.
Welcome to the Scare Track Podcast, the UK's first podcast dedicated to the scare attraction and haunted house industry. However, please be advised that we have no censor. The language used may be of an explicit nature and is not intended for younger listeners or the easily offended. All views expressed are those of the individual host and do not necessarily reflect those of Scare Track, our guests, or any of our associates. So, if you're still here, let's get scared.
So this is where our adventure begins.
Oh my God!
I'm scared myself!
Kate Monroe is screaming.
Spoiler alert!
Freaking awesome.
The quality of the set was amazing.
Oh, I don't like it.
Hello and welcome to this episode of the Scare Track Podcast. My name is Mikey, and on today's episode, we are chatting to Adley O'Neill from Don't Be a Monster. Don't Be a Monster is a non-profit organisation over in the US that works alongside haunted attractions. They go into schools and give assemblies on bullying prevention for students in the 4th to the 10th grade. Now, I found out about Don't Be a Monster through a friend of the show, Andy Cookie Rawlings. You guys might know him as Spooky Dad on Instagram and on YouTube. He told me all about this amazing cause, and I love it. Head over to their website now, guys, www.don'tbeamonster.org. Their whole ethos is fantastic. They go into schools and they're trying to teach kids on how to love themselves, love each other, don't bully each other. And they do this with the help of the lots of different Halloween attractions over in the States. I say we bring it over here. So if you're listening from an attraction, get in contact with Don't Be a Monster, folks. So let's get Adley onto the show and talk all about Don't Be a Monster.
You're listening to Scare Track.
Hi folks, and welcome back to this episode of the Scare Track Podcast. Like I said in the intro, I am joined by Adley O'Neill from Don't Be a Monster. Adley, welcome to the Scare Track Podcast.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. Excited to be here.
Yeah, it's great to have you on. We've been chatting a little bit now over email. I found out about you guys through Andy Cookie Rawlings, Spooky Dad, over on Instagram and YouTube. And I've checked out your website. I looked at what you guys do, and it seems absolutely fantastic. So I really wanted to let our listeners know exactly what you guys do over at Don't Be a Monster. So what's your mission? What exactly is, in a nutshell, Don't Be a Monster?
Hi, yeah. So Don't Be a Monster, we're a 501c3, that's just the official title in the US, for a nonprofit organization. And what we do is we work with haunted attractions all across the US and also a haunted attraction in Dubai. Wow. To offer free bullying prevention assemblies to schools. So amazing. We partner with these haunts who volunteer their teams to dress up and come out and talk to students about bullying. Mm-hmm. October is, in the U.S., National Bullying Prevention Awareness Month. Oh. So that's kind of how we tie our message of anti-bullying in with spooky Halloween fun.
Of course.
We come in with our mascot. His name is Frank. And he's sort of a gentle giant, if you will. He looks a little different than other kids, but we try to show them and teach them that even if someone looks different than you, or if their clothes are different than yours, or if they come from somewhere else, then you should still always be kind.
Yeah,
Celebrate our differences. So, our mission is to educate and empower youth to stand up for themselves and their peers by building a community where everyone is included, no matter their differences. We really aim to make the message fun, because too many schools just, say to their kids, like, you see bullying, report it. And then they don't make it fun, or they don't go in depth of what is bullying, like what kinds of bullyings will you come across? What kind of bullying are there? There's physical and social and all these different ways that kids are trying to digest, but without the proper education behind that,
yes,
then
yes,
it's, you know, hard for kids to know what to do. So that's really the hole we're really trying to fill.
Yeah, definitely. And how long is Don't Be a Monster been running now? I'm guessing it's had to sort of transform slightly over the years. Of course, social media and cyberbullying is becoming such more of a prominent thing nowadays. How long has Don't Be a Monster been running?
Yeah, well, we were founded in 2014, mm-hmm. and we've been giving presentations since 2015. So this will be our fifth year going into schools and actually presenting. And you're totally right. We've really had to adapt over the years, you know, like talking about all these different things. Like, you know, we cover topics like suicide and self-harm, mm-hmm. and also self-care and mental health. And this year is by far the most different of any of the years with the pandemic. And most of the schools, at least here in the U.S., won't be doing in-person learning, at least not until, you know, the second semester or mm-hmm. later on in the year. And so we're really having to sort of just repackage our entire program to work with schools and to fill their need, like to fill these different unique needs. So this year we're actually going virtual.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, I just finished filming with one of our partnering teams, House of Torment in Austin in Texas. And so we filmed a brand new presentation, and we've got some presenters and Frank talking to the kids about different ways they can practice self-care, and how they can perform acts of kindness and show empathy for their students and understand the different needs and different problems that their co-students will be facing.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Whether they're from home or in the classroom or the different bullying they're encounter. Cyberbullying is going to be totally different this year with the at-home learning.
Absolutely,
you know, so
yeah.
It's just been a roller coaster trying to, you know,
you've definitely had
roll
to
with
adapt
the punches this year. Yeah, exactly.
Big time. So you started in 2014 and doing the seminars in 2015. And what made you go down this sort of route of monsters and scary stuff, but scary educational stuff, and obviously teaming up with Haunts? So back then, a few years ago, obviously it's great to create some sort of assembly seminar style event for children to help understand what bullying is and how we can combat it. But what made you sort of go down a very different and exciting and elaborate sort of route with Don't Be a Monster?
Yeah, definitely. Our program is definitely unique. Most bullying programs aren't mm-hmm. Halloween themed.
Yeah.
So, but here in the U.S., October is National Bullying Prevention Awareness Month. So that's how we kind of fit those two pieces together. But when we were founded, we were founded by Chris Stafford and from 13th Floor Entertainment Group in the U.S. here. And that's one of the larger haunted attraction groups here. I think they have, you know, 10 or something haunted attractions here. Right. So they kind of felt like they had this great position to do something to give back to their community. And one of the big pieces of that was, like, you know, many of the people who work in the haunted attraction, like all of these Halloween folks are usually pretty unique and pretty
definitely
different, yeah, and pretty, you know, like eccentric. And so many people that we work with have just experienced bullying growing up and have these like painful stories that, you know, they were picked on because they were goth or because they were really into horror movies, or, you know, they loved reading or they loved, you know, making masks.
Yeah,
like those are all really unique interests that set you apart, at least, you know, in a middle school setting.
Of course.
And so I think, you know, everyone in the haunt community is just like super backed. Like Don't Be a Monster is really backed by all the people in the haunt community. Like everyone is just has had their own experience. And I think that's one of the reasons that we have so many you know, really awesome partners and so much support from this community.
Yeah, definitely. And I, you know, just knowing the UK side of the Haunt and Scare community here, it's like a huge, massive, crazy family who all love each other in some way, shape or form. And I'm sure that's only the same over in the States as well. And, you know, we have quite a good relationship here at Scare Track with some podcasts in the States and a few haunts and a few different you know, haunt owners as well. So it's great just to sort of share obviously the love and passion we have for haunts and Halloween and October, and the fact that that's you know, Bully Prevention Month as well. I say we bring that here in the UK. I say that needs to be a thing, and it should be October as well. Let's just make this bigger, let's make it worldwide and global.
I mean, we would love to see
Let's do it, definitely. and obviously you help create a bigger knowing of Don't Be a Monster by obviously running your assemblies, but doing your events as well. I'm checking out your website here. You do silent auctions, trivia nights. What kind of events can we expect in a, I'm going to say in a non-COVID year? Obviously, it's a very different year this year. But what kind of events do Don't Be a Monster do?
Sure. Yeah. So every year we go to Transworld, which I'm sure being in the haunt community you've heard of.
It's on my bucket list. It's definitely on my bucket list.
Yeah, definitely one of the fun perks of working in this job is getting to go to Transworld. But, you know, this year it was canceled. And every year we go and we have a big booth and we run this giant silent auction. So that's another time that all of the haunt community really comes around and gives back and helps us out. We collect donations, like donated masks and special effects makeup and fog machines and everything you can think of. And they are lots of the different companies at Transworld will donate those items, and then we auction them off and raise those monies to run our program the following season.
Amazing.
Yeah. So we do that every year in March, but this year we had to go virtual with it, and it was really successful and really cool. We got to open it up to people outside of Transworld, which was really fun. And actually, that was so successful that we're kind of teasing the idea of doing another one this this fall here.
Okay.
Yeah, but we'll see. We've done other trivia nights before at pubs and bars in the past that are really fun. And we recently just did, it's called Frank's Fun Run. It was like a virtual 5K fun run that people participated in. You just signed up and gave a donation, and then you got a fun racing bib and ran in your own neighborhood.
Nice.
So we'd love to see those things, those virtual events that we're making this year, become in-person events in the future.
Yes, absolutely. And we've been speaking to a few either haunt owners or people within the industry, and although COVID has been a horrible, nasty scenario for the whole world, which is a little bit crazy. I think if we were chatting this time last year, we'd never believe anything like this would be happening. But it's definitely in some way, shape or form brought out a few positives for the future. Like you say, you've done some virtual stuff that's been positive that you want to continue doing and then bringing it to life as well. Have you found that it's just made you have to think out of the box a little bit to even push your brand even further?
Definitely. I mean, our whole program is centered on us going into the schools and making a big impression on these kids. And so trying to figure out a way to do that virtually has been hard.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I mean, in the end, our goal is to try to show kids and teach them to be kind to one another. And I think that's something that we can communicate with a video or with Frank coming by and doing, you know, waving at the students as they get out of their cars to go into the school. Or, you know, we're trying to find fun, different ways to get involved and to give back, that are safe and that are still exciting for the kids and still exciting for the haunt community too.
Definitely.
And one of the best positives for sure about all of this is that because we're doing our virtual presentation, this is the first time that we're really able to get in any school. Any school that wants to show their kids Our video will have access to it. We're hoping it'll be entirely free, but we're asking for donations in exchange if schools are able to provide a donation of any size. But usually we're limited by, well, not limited, that's not the right word, but with our 22 partners, those are the 22 markets that we are able to provide in-school presentations. But
yeah,
going virtual, this means that any school in the entire world could see our presentation. And that's...
I was just about to say, yeah, it's not even just the US either. It's worldwide. Anyone could see this presentation.
Exactly. Yeah. And amazing. This is like unprecedented, like,
yeah, definitely.
Growth, you know, we have no idea. Like, we'll see as soon as we get that video up, hopefully we'll, you know, reach more students than ever possible. So
yeah, definitely. Well, my mum runs a school, so I know who I'm putting her in contact
with
tomorrow. Definitely. That'd be amazing to have that again throughout October as well here in the UK. And obviously schools get you guys in to do your assembly. So let's imagine it's a non-COVID year again, and it's a usual day for you. You go into schools, you do this assembly. Have you ever sort of, I'm guessing no 2 days are the same. I'm guessing you could go into one school and everyone loves Frank and thinks he's hilarious and think he's great. Do you ever go into schools where they're literally terrified and they don't want to get anywhere near him? Or how does it sort of work with different age groups as well? Do you have to slightly tweak it a little bit for the younger ones compared to the older ones? How does Frank sort of come across in a younger audience?
Oh yeah. So we've definitely tried to adjust our age, like the markets that we do visit, we base that on the maturity of the market. And we ask the schools, you know, we usually will not visit third grade or less. Third grade, I think, is maybe 9 year olds, I think.
Okay.
I'm not sure the UK equivalent, but
you know what, it's been a long time I went to school.
Yeah, it's all right. So we usually only visit students fourth grade through 10th grade, which is I think 9 years old until 15 or 16 years old.
Okay.
So that way we're really limiting on students who get scared. We've definitely visited students who find Frank a little scary, but he's more of a gentle giant than anything.
Yeah.
He's not scary. He is, you know, he's got some scars on his face and he's kind of a big, overwhelmingly large guy to a third grader, but he's definitely not a monster.
And yeah.
So we really avoid scaring the kids too much, but usually the kids really love him. And, whenever he comes around and high fives them and he does a little dance, and the kids freaked out last year when he was dabbing and flossing. So
definitely,
he becomes their friend, even if they are intimidated at first.
That's okay then. And I suppose that is just a winner when it comes to your whole ethos, in the fact that, yes, he is a little bit different. Yes, he might look a bit different to you or do things that you don't do quite. But again, don't be a monster to him by not bullying him, being kind. So it kind of works sometimes, potentially, if they are a little bit scared of him, to then realize by the end of the assembly that he's just a lovely guy like the rest of us.
Exactly. Yeah. And we show videos where Frank is in the video. And even in our in-person presentations, we'll show these videos where Frank experiences bullying. He'll, you know, be bullied by different students that he encounters at school or online on Facebook. So the students meet him through that video initially. Then later on in the presentation, he comes out. So I think that seeing what he's experienced is a good way for them to put themselves in his shoes and really show empathy at the end. Be like, whoa, they shouldn't have treated him like that just because he does look different.
Yeah, no, absolutely, definitely. And when you go to these schools, do you, is it quite an interactive assembly? Are you asking lots of questions? Do they ask you lots of questions? Is it quite a, you know, an informal sort of nice discussion with the children to sort of help them learn what bullying is and why they shouldn't do it?
Yeah, well, I mean, it sort of depends on the school, because we don't have limits or restrictions on the size of the group in a single assembly. We aim, our average is about 250, 300 students per assembly.
Right.
So, you know, at that scale, we can't really interact with them every single individual, but
of course, yeah.
We really do. The presenters always come out into the crowd and they'll bring the mic and they'll ask questions and kids can raise their hands and answer and they get to talk on the mic if they have a mic. And at the end, Frank always comes out and high fives everybody. And we give out wristbands to every presentation.
Mm-hmm.
And the wristband says, "Don't be a monster" on the outside. And it'll have the logo of our partnering haunt. And then on the inside, it says, hashtag you matter. And
then
it has the National Suicide Prevention Hotline phone number.
Perfect.
So we've tried to provide that resource to every market and every school. So students know they have that constant reminder and can remember the presentation afterwards, that
yeah,
remember to be kind and to remember that they matter and have that life-saving resource should they need it.
Yeah, definitely. No, that's really nice. I like that. And the fact that it, just in that, that you're giving them lots of information as well, like you say, the hotline. And sometimes all it takes is a couple of words. Like, you can be feeling down, you can look at it and go, "You matter." It's little things like that that make the big difference, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's the same as, you know, cyberbullying. If you see that one nasty comment, you know, it can ruin your day. But if you look down your wristband and you see that positive message, you know, maybe it can cancel out a negative message. And that's kind of our hope.
Yeah, no, definitely. I really like that. And I really hope people listening now are taking this in and really liking what you guys are doing as well over in the States. And obviously you've got you've got a whole team of partners with all the different haunts. How can people sort of help you out? Can they donate? Can they buy merchandise? How can our listeners here, we have a few listeners in the States and a few in Germany, but obviously predominantly all our listeners are based here in the UK. How can we help you guys out? Can we go to your website, donate, get some merch?
Yeah. So on the individual level, any donations are like incredible for us. This has been a really hard year. So donating or buying our merch, or as you said, you know, you can run a fundraiser on Facebook, which will, any donations that your friends want to give, like for your birthday or however you want to do it, would go straight to our organization. That is like a massive game changer for us because, you know, with the pandemic, we've just lost different grants and different funding. And
of course,
our fundraisers have been, you know, somewhat less, they brought in less than they have in the past when we can really be in person with people.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
But yeah, and if you're in the haunt community, then you can reach out and try to become a supporter or a partner. If you own a haunted attraction or an escape room, we love new international partners. That would make such an awesome difference for us here in the U.S., but also for your community in the U.K. or in Germany. Yeah, I mean, I think those are the primary. Yeah, and otherwise, just sharing our message, you know, if you just want to, you can reach out to me and I'll send you a graphic and you can share it saying hashtag be kind, you know, like that's really all we are trying to do here is just to remind people to be kind to one another.
Absolutely. And now more than ever, I feel that we just need that in the world. I would like to think that a global pandemic would bring out the best in people. And for some, you could argue it has, but for others, unfortunately, it's just gone the total other way, hasn't it?
Exactly.
So hopefully, yeah, definitely. And folks listening at home, you can find out all the information on how to donate, buy some merch at don'tbeamonster.org. How can they support you guys over on social media? What are your links on Instagram, Facebook? Just so, again, they can be liking, sharing, commenting, and supporting over on the socials.
Yeah. So our account is called Don't Be a Monster on all socials. So you can follow us on Facebook. It would just be facebook.com/don'tbeamonster, or Instagram or Twitter, the same thing. Just that twitter.com/co.uk. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah.
But yeah, so Don't Be a Monster is our username on everything. We would love to have you follow us and, you know, reshare. We're going to be sharing some more self-care and some more, you know, just positivity as much as possible. That's our next round of social posts that we're making up for everybody.
Yeah, definitely. We all need a little bit of positivity, especially at this crazy time. Also, especially, obviously, we're both haunt lovers here, and I don't know how it's going over in the States right now, but we are having a lot of haunted attractions, scare attractions, just completely not open whatsoever this season. I'm guessing it's the same over there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really sad. It's,
yeah, definitely.
You know, hard to see, but...
Yes.
We're hoping that, you know, if they take a year off, hopefully they can come back strong next year.
Definitely. Bigger and better for 2021. And I'm sure the same with Don't Be a Monster. Have you got plans to, obviously, when things go a little bit more back to normal, planning to get back into schools and letting thousands of children know not to be bullies?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, as soon as, you know, it's safe again, that's our goal. We love getting in. Our partners love being a bigger piece of our organization by being the ones to go and see the students. And I think, you know, for the students to actually meet Frank in person is the most impactful. So yes, that would definitely be our plan for normal life again.
For normal life. Definitely.
Right. But at the same time, you know, we'll see how this season goes. We're really excited for our larger reach and hoping to, you know, it's a good way to test run this virtual,
definitely
virtual
yeah.
presentation. So we'll see.
Definitely. Perfect. Awesome. Well, Adley, thank you so much for coming on to Scare Tracker. I really do appreciate it. The message that you guys are giving to the children, and not just children, I'm sure the parents and teachers at all your assemblies take in as well. And I have now, just from chatting to you and checking out your website as well. So everyone listening, I'll put all the links to all the socials in the show notes. I'll put in the website as well. And I think all of us either listening or me talking to you now, Adley, just want to say a huge thank you the best of luck continuing forward with Don't Be a Monster.
Well, thank you. It was so fun being here, and I really appreciate the opportunity to reach some of you fun UKers.
Yeah, definitely.
Perfect. All right, thank you. You so much.
Thank you. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to
Unlocked Vision, proud sponsors of the Scaretrack podcast. UVE are a multi-award-winning themed attraction and design company, providing bespoke themed attractions, theming, events, and experiences. Contact UVE today by visiting unlockedvision.com. Now, let's return back to the show. And remember, let's get scared!
So there we go, folks. A huge thank you to Adley for coming on to the Scaretrack podcast. Really, really do appreciate it. And what a fantastic cause, a fantastic organization. Don't Be a Monster. Like I say, go over to their website, don'tbeamonster.org. Do what you can to help them. If you are in a position right now where you're able to donate, please do. If you can buy some merchandise, please do. Or if you're a haunt attraction owner and you want to potentially be a partner, send them an email as well, because you'll be able to be a partner here in the UK. They're doing fantastic stuff for kids in America, and it's only going to get bigger and better as we move into next year. So that brings us almost to the end of this episode of the Scaretrack podcast. Remember to join us over on our social media channels. We are on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and Facebook. Just search for Scaretrack. Be sure to follow us over on our website, where you can find absolutely everything Scaretrack related. We have our podcasts, our YouTube channel, our merchandise, absolutely anything you need Scaretrack and Coaster Track related, over on our website, www.scaretrack.co.uk. So that brings us to the end of this episode. A huge thank you for listening. Remember, you matter. Be kind to each other. Don't be a monster. And I'll see you next time.